and the beggar reached up and called out for them to give him money. He said, "Gold and silver have I none, but what I have I give to you. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ." This is not an appeal for more money to the youth group. That's nice, and we'd surely appreciate it. We could absolutely use it, but we're not going to be taking up a special offering right now. We're not going to be saying, give the youth more money. Because while money is something that is useful and that we can certainly use, we need more than money. We need your prayer support. We need your time. We need your energy, your efforts. This is all of our responsibility. There are 1,000 things that you can do to support the youth group, not the least of which is praying for us and praying for the events that we do. This year, by virtue of being the largest youth group in the diocese and the host diocese for the Southeastern Province Convocation, we are going to be doing a diocesan youth retreat, and then right after that, we're going immediately to be doing the Southeastern Province Convocation, where Liz and I and our youth group are going to be leading the Southeastern Province in the youth events for the provincial convocation. This is like doing 2 small Tres Arroyoses in a row with different groups, where you're doing one for the diocese, and then some people are going to stay for the provincial convocation and some people are not, but other people are going to be coming in, and we're going to be doing youth retreats 2 in a row. We need prayer for that. We need prayer for the March for Life that we want to go to next year. We need prayer for all of the events that we want to go to, all of the missionary work. And we may need actual live bodies to come and help, and hands that may need to come help us chaperone, may need drivers. There may be 12 things that we need. But the point is, we need your support. We need your help. Not just because, it's a good ministry to sow into, because it's your livelihood. It's your legacy. If we want our works to be remembered here, they're the ones that are going to remember it. We need to be working with them because they are surrounded by a world that is trying to take away from them that which we hold most dear. Our relationship with Christ is the most important thing in our lives. And their world is trying to take that away from them. Their world is trying to remove that from them. Their world wants to destroy that. All that you need to do to see this is spend, 20 minutes listening to the pop radio stations and listening to the lyrics that they're playing on the top 40 stations. And when you become too sick to your stomach after listening to that, you can probably listen to the country stations for a little bit longer. They're not a whole lot better, truth be told. And when you really want to get a little upset, at least the radio is free, go turn on your television. Watch television on prime time. Any weeknight. Maybe not CBS or NBC, but it's what old people watch. Go watch the CW for about an hour or so. I tell you, I watched some cartoons. I was trying to watch them with my kids. I watched a Batman cartoon. It was so ridiculously violent that I had to stop it within about a minute. This is a cartoon. This is a cartoon. And then, it's Batman. Maybe that's not the right thing to expose my children to. Let me try Superman, Truth, Justice, the American Way. And this cartoon that was made only a couple years ago, Superman grabbed Lois Lane and they flew off to the north to his fortress of solitude, where they had a nice little roll in the hay. Not married. Superman. Premarital sex. Really? It's Superman. Superman. Truth, justice, and the American way, and fornication before marriage. Really? When did that change? It's the big blue Boy Scout, for God's sakes. If we can look at something like Superman and see how the world has gotten its hands on it and turned it into something that says that sex before marriage is so completely normal that even Superman does it, what kind of adversary are they facing? What kind of foe is so pervasive, so all-encompassing, that it corrupts even the most heroic and noble of what we thought we knew when we were younger? And the fact is, the enemy is probably much worse than we can ever possibly imagine. But that's okay, because our God is so much more powerful than anything our enemy can ever possibly imagine. We know the Lord who conquers all. We know the God who empowers us and says that we are more than conquerors. We know that it's not by might, nor the strength of chariots or the strength of horses that we conquer, but by the strength of our God and the power of our testimony. And we know that we have an obligation to support our youth. And we know that by the stripes of God, they will be healed. They will make it through this time. And with prayer and with all of the spiritual warfare that we can put up around them, we're going to be, like the psalmist says, Father Ed spoke this morning. He talked about Psalm 127. And Psalm 127 says, "Behold, children are the heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." The world's trying to even say that that's not true. It says there are inconvenience or a hindrance or some other thing. Scripture, the Lord says, the fruit of the womb is a reward. Why? Because they are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man whose quiver is full of them. He is not ashamed and shall speak to his enemies at the gate. You know, we each have our own children, but as a family, as a church family, we have collective children. This is our family. These are our children. I think that I'm doing pretty well with my four arrows. Probably could use a little bit more. I'm not really that good of a shot. I think Earl could probably do more damage with his one arrow than I could with my four. That's why I have four. But I think of Father David at Christmas, sitting on the steps of the altar, with 20 children sitting around him. That is a full quiver. He is the leader of our congregation, and when he stands at the gate and the enemy comes, that man has a full quiver. This is what we are called to do. We are called to raise up our children, to train them so that when we are old and gray and set in our stodgy old ways, they shine the light in our darkness and say, "Hey, remember when you preached to us? Now listen as we preach to you. What is new becomes old, and what is old becomes new. And what was our job to teach will someday be our job to sit and listen as they teach." Be sure that you are spiritually sowing into the lives of the children of this congregation, because one day they will be sowing into your lives, and you need to be sure that they're sowing good seed. So be careful what you sow today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right.